some Apple lawyers doing what they do best. How well do you know Apple? How about a touchscreen iMac? Apple's stock gets a boot from boot camp. This and a few Apple tips on today's edition of All Things Mac. Today is Thursday, April 6th, 2006. This is Jason Katz with The In. As some of you may know, Apple Computer has had some legal issues with Apple Corp, the Beatles record label. In this new court case, Apple Corp is suing Apple Computer by saying that by distributing music through its iTunes music store is copyright infringement. In 1991, both companies settled on an agreement, and Apple Corp is arguing that this breaches it. That is not even the exciting news. The good stuff is when one of Apple's lawyers, Anthony Grabner, argued even a moron in a hurry could distinguish between the computer company's online music business and a record label like Apple Corp's. Now I think I should sue Grabner for making fun of morons. The BBC and the Sydney Morning Herald, in honor of Apple's 30-year anniversary, which was April 1st, has created two separate quizzes to test your Apple knowledge. Both of them are really, really hard. I won't tell you my score because it was a bit lower than I expected. You can check out the show notes for the links to the quizzes. I'll give you a hint for one of them. The rainbow Apple symbol was not the first Apple logo created. You're on your own for the rest of it. Troll Touch, a well-known touchscreen maker, has released a touchscreen version of the iMac Core Duo. So if you want to be the cool Mac owner on the block, you can grab your own new out-of-the-box touchscreen iMac for $2,275. That's for the 17-inch. Let's say you already have a Mac and just want it to become a touchscreen. If you have a cool $869, you can get your own computer turned into a touchscreen in around 10 days. The only problem with touchscreen computers is that you can get fingerprints on them. So, what's the aftermath of Apple's 30th year anniversary? Apple released a shareware program called Bootcamp. Because of this, Apple's stock has gone up roughly $10 in the past 2 days. What's so special about it? It allows you to boot Windows on your new Intel Mac. This has everyone going crazy, because it's a big deal that Apple is supporting an easy way to boot Windows on a Mac. And now for two new Apple tricks. Have you ever gone to a website and needed to take a picture of it? Has your Mac been causing trouble and you wanted to describe it to somebody but you couldn't? Or have you ever just wanted to take a screenshot from your computer? Well, now you can. If you press Command, Shift, and 4 at the same time, you can take a picture of whatever's on your screen by clicking and dragging whatever you want to take a picture of with your mouse. The picture pops up on your desktop after you lift up from the mouse. And if you just want to take a picture of the whole screen, you can press Command, Shift, and 3. The other trick for today is that you can close out of your dashboard widgets without hitting the plus arrow on the bottom left. When you have dashboard open, just hold down the Option key over the widget you want to get rid of, and the little X pops up in the upper left-hand corner of the widget. Happy Macking. And that concludes this week's edition of All Things Mac. Sorry for not updating earlier this week, but I've been really, really busy. Expect a few more updates next week. It's a new month, and that means the Podcast Alley monthly vote resets, which means you all get another chance to vote for me. Check out the show notes or go to www.allthingsmac.podomatic.com for the link. Oh yeah, I love talking to fellow podcasters. There's this new podcast out there by The Panther. It's interesting seeing new podcasts, and this one I really like. Check him out at evman.podomatic.com to listen. I've been trying to help them get going in the world of podcasting. He offers a cool show that plays some interesting music. Check them out if you dare. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out.